Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll take Jameis.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Guys, by now, you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with a new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag, and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and check them out today.
No matter the season, New York sports never stop. Yankees, Mets, Giants, Jets. If it's happening, we're talking about it. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
At the United Healthcare Medicare store, right here in Jackson Heights, you can chat face-to-face with a licensed sales agent who understands the community and get clear answers to your questions. We're located at 3752 82nd Street between Roosevelt and 37th Ave. We're ready to help.
Rock and roll will never die, and neither will the low prices. It's the Rocktober Savings Event at Nielsen Dodge. We've turned up the volume on Rocktober Savings on any new Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, or Ram.
Lease a new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited 4x4, just $199 a month. Or lease a new 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee L Altitude X 4x4, just $224 a month.
We're rocking out the deals with zero down payment available. $1,500 overbooked value for any trade. If you need credit help, we're here to make it happen. And of course, great deals.
On Route 10 in East Hanover, online at NielsenDodge.com. A proud member of the Nielsen Auto Group.
So for head-banging deals that are music to your ears, at Nielsen, fun is in the driver's seat.
Drive into Fall Event.
With approval term 24 months, due at sign, Cherokee 5794, Cherokee L 5819, add tax tag 498, DACA DMV. Please.
New York City is delivering for you, every day, everywhere. With a $755 million investment in the expansion of a universal after-school program, allowing over 184,000 New York City students to participate. With better schools building brighter futures, NYC is delivering for families, making this the best place to raise yours. Find out more at deliveringforyou.nyc.
Make cancer screening a part of your annual healthcare routine. New York Presbyterian offers a full range of cancer screenings, including lung, cervical, prostate, colorectal, breast, and more. Regular cancer screenings could save your life by detecting cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. Screenings are available across New York City and Westchester. Learn more at nyp.org/cancer screening. Stay amazing. New York Presbyterian.
More BT and Sal coming up on the Odyssey iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps.
DreamWorks Water Park is now splashier than ever with Gabby's Dollhouse Kitty Splash Garden. It's the largest indoor water park and splash pad in North America, just minutes from Manhattan. Get tickets at AmericanDream.com.
This is Tiki Barber. You definitely don't want your heating system to fail this winter. So call my friends at Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Have them check your heating system before it breaks. I know Edison Heating and Cooling. They can fix anything. Go now to EdisonHVAC.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, Oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you, and my mother, unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in New Jersey. T&Cs apply.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than Saquon Barkley, the NFL's reigning leading rusher. I'm also the NFL's leading husher. Shh, hush up back there. Wow, I might have just set the hushing record. Well, almost. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Tune in to the BT and Sal Show weekdays from 10 to 2 on The Fan. Presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Talking Jets football. Quite the different feel from when we're talking Giants football on Friday after a big win. Jets football on Monday, it doesn't feel the same as it did with Giants when they're coming off that great big win over the Eagles. And we'll see what the Giants can do against this Denver team this coming week. Week 7 in the NFL as we're moving right along here. And look, maybe this is a week where we finally get both teams winning together. Although I don't think it's going to be as easy for the Giants as maybe Giant fans want to think after that big win against the Eagles. I just think Denver's that good. And maybe I could be overrating them. Who knows? We'll see. But I think yesterday was more about Denver's defense than I do think it was about the futility of the Jets offense. Remember, BT, we talked about this with Justin Fields. Like, whether you wanted him or not, or I thought he was good or not, it doesn't really matter. The one thing that the Jets needed to do this year to be successful offensively was run the football. And they have not done that well enough consistently. Certainly didn't do it yesterday well enough consistently. And that's a problem. If teams can stop the run and Denver can stop the run, they're going to have a hard time beating the opponent through the air. And that's exactly what you saw play out yesterday.
Yeah, and they weren't even really behind big. I mean, they were going to be, and there still will, because it's football, you know, one or two games get away from you. You know, you muff a punt. Short field, touchdown, pick six, touchdown, whatever it might be. And even good teams have a day or two where it's just not there and you're down 20-3 or, you know, 27-6. And for a team that's going to run, it's very hard to come back. So I understood that coming in. I really thought, now when Vera Tucker got hurt early, I'm like, all right, it's going to change a little bit. Now Braylon Allen's out. Isaiah Davis, not quite maybe what we thought. It's the running game has obviously, you know, the book is out on the Jets. Everybody knows what they want to do, and everybody knows that outside of Garrett Wilson, nobody can really beat you vertically. And the quarterback, he's not going to go through a second progression. So they just bracket Garrett, and it is incredibly easy to game plan against here.
Just looking back over the schedule, it really is a shame they couldn't come away with that opening week win, because that was probably the game where they deserved one more than anything else. And if they got one, maybe that changes the entire narrative and feel. You get one win on the board right away and now you're not chasing. But think about the first 3 weeks. Okay, you had that game against the Steelers, and even though it was a loss, it just felt really good, encouraging. Okay, week 2, they get spanked by the Bills. that happens on the same, you know, field as far as the talent level goes, whatever it may be. Now, you don't want to accept it, but just the reality of where the Jets are at.
Yep.
Week three, you know, Aaron Glenn dancing on the sidelines after the blocked field goal turned touchdown, yet they find a way to lose that game last second, tight game. Miami, not a pretty game, ugly, but still a close, you know, 6-point game. Then it started to get uglier with the Dallas game where, you know, they just didn't do anything right and obviously not going to be able to stop the Cowboys. And then this week where another 2-point game, as ugly as can be, but still it's not like, I mean, they've been right there. Again, I'm not making excuses, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And there are no moral victories, but I don't think it's as bad as everybody is making it seem when you factor in all certain things. They don't have a good quarterback, and they have a rookie head coach who's learning as we go, who's trying to overcome the history of a franchise in this city where people and media are just ready to pounce. If you actually take it one by one, I don't think it's as bad as it seems in total.
Well, I mean, there's been times where the Jets have looked really good. And, you know, think about that opening drive against Miami where they fumbled Braylon Allen at the one.
That's what I mean. Like,
I get it. And the Steelers game, which was a great example of you know, where what they could look like when they're playing well. I guess the problem is, like, if you had a young quarterback and they were 0-6 and they showed these flashes, you're like, okay, now you could sit there and say, well, that's the first building block, and let's, you know, crank out a couple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The wins as the year goes forward here, and then step two next year will be better, build on that. But nobody thinks Justin Fields the quarterback next year. Now you're starting to have people wonder if Aaron Glenn's the coach next year. So even though they have looked fairly competent. I don't want to say more times than not, but you know, almost 50-50. Yeah. But what does it mean big picture when you have no quarterback?
Nothing. I guess the 0-6 just makes it far worse. They shouldn't be judged on their record this year. But 0-6 makes it far. Like, if they were 2-4 or 1-5, it would be bad. It wouldn't feel as bad as it does now. And really, they probably should be 2-4. Something like that. Like, even if you give them the win, you know, week one, or the Bucs win, or the Broncos. Like, I'm not saying all three, because that's the NFL, it happens.
Yeah.
But really, they should have at least one, maybe two of those wins. And 2-4 under these circumstances wouldn't feel like the world is closing in on Aaron Glenn.
I mean, we'd be sitting here now, probably delusional, but we'd be sitting here, at least I probably would be, if they were 2-4. Hey, you got Carolina. Hey, you got the Browns. Hey, you got the Bengals without Burrow. Why can't the Jets be a wild card team? That would be the conversation. Yeah, yeah, I know.
Yeah, BTSL on the fan, 888-808-1019.
I saw that, by the way, Sal.
Rob is calling from New London, Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Hey, gents, how's it going?
What's up, Robbie?
Not too much. Hey, BT, I love your shirt, Naval Veteran. I'm actually retired Navy myself, nice shirt.
Salute.
That's our guy Brian who sent that for us.
In Connecticut.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Just got that. Yep.
So, that game yesterday was the worst game I've ever seen. Matter of fact, the only way to compare it is to say that it was like watching the 2021 New York Giants led by Joe Judge and, like, Mike Glennon play itself. That's how bad yesterday's game was. And I got to tell you, I'd rather be, if I'm a Giants fan right now, I'm feeling pretty good about facing, Bo Nix, because they don't look very good, to be honest.
Well, they can run the ball.
At least on the offensive end, at least, right?
No, I mean, that was a bad game, Robin. Thank you for the call. They're better than that.
They got some weapons. Yeah, Cortland Sutton could play. They got some guys who could play.
Yeah, dude. They got Evan Engram offensively. Yeah. J.K. Dobbins running the football all year long. Even R.J. Harvey, the backup, can be potentially what Kamara was to the Saints offense years ago once they unleash him. They've got weapons all over the place. Now, I would say, and Costos has said this before, that he doesn't believe that Bo Nix is ready to take that next step to elevate that team. I can understand that maybe the weakest link on offense would in fact be Bo Nix, but there are some games where he's on that they look unstoppable. Some games where he's off that they look like maybe not a great offensive team. I think Denver, though, was one of the better teams in the AFC.
Did you see the spread for this week coming up with the Giants?
No, let me guess it.
Go ahead.
Denver's at home. I'm going to say Denver minus 5.5.
6.5.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and I'd probably lay that right now. Now it's Monday, and I want to root for the Giants, so I'm not going to bet it, certainly. But I'm just saying,
I think
Denver at home is a different animal. Their defense is going to be something different than Jackson Dart's seen all year long. Sean Payton's at one hell of a coach.
I love him.
And think about this. I remember coming on the air being like, Sean Payton should retire. This is pathetic what's going on with Denver in the first year. But it shows you, even a Hall of Fame coach, how long it takes to turn around a team. And it at least took him 1 year to, you know, pick apart that mess and get rid of Russell Wilson and all that he needed to do to identify what he wanted to keep, what he needed to get rid of to build his team. And then he gets a rookie quarterback to the postseason here going. Now they're trying to build on that in a very, you know, difficult AFC West as well. So I love Denver and the direction that they're going in.
Yeah, you've been on them all year. And by the way, just to back to the Jets for a second here with the way a lot of people are framing yesterday like the worst loss ever. It's funny. I mean, it was horrendous. It was boring. It was terrible. It was inept and all the things we've said. I didn't feel, even though it was gross, as I'm watching the game, like, I feel like I've watched games where Brooks Bollinger was the core. Like, I don't know. But then I saw this one stat, and maybe it was. In the Super Bowl era, teams were 62-0 when checking these four boxes. No turnovers themselves, one or more takeaways, two or fewer penalties, and holding the opposition to 250 or fewer yards. The Jets did all four of those things. So now it's 62-1.
Yeah, well, the problem is that because they had no turnovers, you'd think, like, well, that's a great thing. Yeah, well, the quarterback didn't throw the football.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a major problem there. John is in Greenwich. What's up, John?
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I got to say, I listen to the pod. I'm into the show. I can't believe I've been rooting for this team for so long. I'm listening to you last week, Brandon, when you're like, I'm giving up, I'm tapping out, and I'm kind of laughing. And then I watched yesterday, and I'm just, I don't know if I could take it anymore. And maybe it's listening to you and feeling those vibes. But the end of the game, 4th and 8, no timeouts. This is the game. You have to get this first. You have to release the ball. And to take a sack in that situation is so unbelievable, like, lack of football knowledge. I don't care if you just have to skyhook the ball and pray. You have to throw the ball. You cannot take a sack to end the game. It's just more and more and more of the same, and I don't even know what to do anymore.
John, I don't even care, John, if you could do a Kareem skyhook to a left tackle and it could be a penalty for an illegal touch. Just release the football.
Exactly. Exactly. I just can't understand it. It's got to come down to coaching, right? It has to come down to coaching. I just don't. And Aaron just standing there looking at the sky. He looks lost. He got jetsed. Like everybody before him, he's being ruined right in front of our eyes. And it's just another failure after another. It's unbelievable.
It's an excellent point, John. And thank you for the call, where he's getting jetsed. And Glenn, to me, has the right makeup to get through it and get out of it. But something needs to change. He's got to, it seems like he's got the support of Woody Johnson, which is encouraging, because you just never know. Like, I have no idea. If the media starts to get loud enough and the fans start to get loud enough, maybe Woody does make a change. Who the hell knows? But he needs that for the first part of it, and let Woody know, hey, look, it's going to take some time here. And then he's got to stay true to himself. And I think Glenn at times has gotten away from that, which to me is indicative of a guy who's learning. He's still learning. He believes in one thing. But then when something goes against that belief and things are, you know, fighting against that, maybe he tries to change a little bit and he's going to understand that that's not the right way to do it. Stick to his core beliefs and whatever he believes in through the storm, right or wrong. And if you're going to go down being you, not trying to acquiesce or make somebody else happy. And I think that that's a feeling out process that we've seen through the first few weeks so far of the season.
I think there's one characteristic that he has that a lot of his predecessors did not, and this does not include Rex, because Rex obviously had this, but He is a fighter. There's no question about that. Like, you watched Gase, and it was, I mean, this guy's, he didn't even want to get his hands in front of his face. Like, he wanted no part of the New York battle. And Robert Saleh, who we thought would be that scrappy, you know, figure and that tough leader, was, you know, again, he looked like Tarzan, he coached like Jane. So at least
years wore him down as well. He was a shell of what he was.
Not corny, you know, poems and rhymes on Hard Knocks and just never holding anybody accountable. Complete, just not the guy.
Yeah.
Aaron, if anything, he's been a little bit too combative, you know, going after Costello, the same old Jets, early thing, like, I'd rather have that. It's like a young athlete. Like, you can always kind of want, you know, dial them down a little bit rather than dial them up. Or a really shy kid, I'd rather have somebody that maybe has a little more energy dial them down than somebody who's painfully shy. I'm not casting aspersions on shy kids at all. But if you are really, really shy, it's probably hard to become, you know, a little bit more comfortable in the middle of those conversations. So I will much, much prefer going down with somebody who's got a set of stones, which we all know that Aaron Glenn does. Does he have enough brain power up there to be the coach? I think he does as well, but it is a rocky, rocky start. It's ugly, and the vultures are starting to hover, and when that happens, all bets are off.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.